Loyal listener, right now I'm going to tell you about the world weather forecast. So let's start in the city of Kendari. From what I can see here, there is lots of clouds. No, not much sun is being seen today in today's weather because it's been a long day of rainy season in Indonesia. Let's start in Manado. Manado is going to have a light rain with 25 degrees Celsius for the temperature. And then Mataram, also cloudy, with 26 degrees Celsius. Medan with light rain with 23 degrees Celsius. And Nabire with cloudy, again, 27 degrees Celsius. Padang is having a medium rain, so make sure to bring an umbrella before you go outside with 25 degrees Celsius. Then we have Palembang with light rain also, with the temperature at around 24 degrees Celsius. Then we have Pekanbaru, Palu, and Pontianak that will have medium rain. So make sure, voice listener, if you want to go outside, to bring an umbrella with you, or maybe just use a raincoat so that you won't get wet before you reach your destination or during your destination. Then we have Surabaya with bright cloudy, as well as Tanjung Pinang with the temperature at around 27 degrees Celsius, and Sorong with thick clouds covering up the sky with 27 degrees Celsius. Same as Bandar Lampung, Bandung, and Banjarbaru. But Bandung is going to be quite more cold and chilly with 21 degrees Celsius for the temperature. And finally, there is Denpasar with cloudy with 29 degrees Celsius. And that, voice listener, is the world weather forecast from Voice of Indonesia. So stay tuned with us for more information and entertainment. And here is the music corner about Tope Gugu from Sulawesi.
VOA listener, today's edition of Music Corner presents a traditional song from Central Sulawesi entitled Tope Tugu. The song Tope Tugu tells the story of the courage of the heroes and fighters in Palu, Central Sulawesi. The song is often played in various events in Central Sulawesi. Tope Tugu has also been performed several times abroad, such as at the 2017 Tong Tong Festival in the Netherlands and the 2018 Asiatica Film Festival in Rome, Italy. Well, listener, here is the song Tope Tugu by Hajar Bleh Big Band featuring Zaro Ananda. Enjoy!
Atena, Atena. Collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as live, comments and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Think I make it. Sambus Au mesra Angin pun Bertiup Ramah Kesyahduan Menyapa Oh,
Going to culinary tour to Banyuwangi, East Java, you should come to Wit-Witan Market, the traditional market which becomes one of favorite places in Banyuwangi. Is located at Alas Malang Village, Singojuru Sub District, Banyuwangi. The market opens every Sunday morning, starting from 6 until 10 a.m. local time. Under the shady tree, you can enjoy various traditional culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as Geseng Bangsong. Geseng Bangsong is a typical food of Wijenan Kidul Hamlet, Singolatren Village, Singojuru Sub-District. Geseng Bangsong is a special menu and rarely found, which is made from duck meat as its main ingredient, and wadung yang leaf that adds a unique sour taste. Wadung tree is many found and growing wild at the village. Besides giving sour taste, wadung leaf is also used to remove fishy smell from duck meat. The duck must be the big one, so it is usually used male duck for cooking geseng bangso. Besides wudung yang leaf, this culinary is also cooked with other spices such as kaying, onion, and garlic. Geseng Bangsong has savory and spicy taste. Spicy taste mixed with sour taste certainly produce delicious food. In Banyuwangi, the food is usually served when Islamic events being conducted, such as the birth of Prophet Muhammad, Eid al-Fitr, and Eid Adha. But now, Geseng Bangsong can be found at Wit-Witan Market every Sunday. The price of the food is affordable, which is around 20,000 rupiah to 25,000 rupiah per portion. In addition to taste Geseng Bangsong, you can also enjoy other typical culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as rawon alas, sego cawu, as well as traditional snack, such as tiwu and gatot, which is made from cassava. Well, listener, that was our segment of Indonesian Wonder for today. I'm Purisa Fredela. Thank you for listening.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs,
international musical entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Well, listener, don't forget that if you want to send your information, maybe, speaking about sayang or loved ones, who do you love the most? You can send it through our Facebook account, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter account at VOI Indonesia, Instagram and TikTok in VOI _official, so that the admin can respond to you immediately and maybe we'll read your message in our live broadcast.
Kasalami is a unique and typical food from Southeast Sulawesi, specifically in Buton, Muna, and Wakatobi areas. Kasalami is generally shaped like a tumpeng or cone and is yellowish white. Cassava, which is widely grown in the Sulawesi archipelago, is the main ingredient of kasalami. Firstly, the cassava is washed, peeled, and shredded or milled using a machine. Then the grated cassava is put in a sack or pot to be compacted. This compaction is to remove water content by being crushed or pressed using a tool made of wood or large stones. Then leave it for 1 to 3 hours until the water is completely dry. The solid is pure white. Next, the solid is wrapped in thick or banana leaves and tied. The solid is called kagefe. To make kasalami, initially kagefe is kneaded by hand until it looks like flour. Then the ingredients are put into a very unique steaming cone. This tool is made from woven coconut leaves. To steam the kagefe, they use a pot made of clay similar to a jar. The cone filled with kagefe flour is put into the mouth of the pot. Then it is cooked with medium heat and medium volume of water in a pot for about 15 minutes. One kasalami is generally made with a diameter of 10 cm and a height of 10 cm and weighs approximately 500 to 700 grams. Usually, a person can spend 1 to 2 kasalamis. Kasalami is sometimes served as a substitute for rice because it is often served along with vegetables and side dishes of various processed fish, such as grilled fish, fried fish, and salted fish. Kasalami is the initial food in Buton's traditional events. Interestingly, kasalami is also often used as stocks for treats or souvenirs between fellow Buton residents. Kasalami can be eaten without side dishes, accompanied by a cup of hot tea in the afternoon. The distinctive taste of cassava and the sweet blend of tea will add to this culinary delight.
Oh, Indonesia.
Listener, Askempot Salad is one of the legendary Solo culinary delights because there are not many traders selling this culinary anymore. But you don't have to worry if you are already in Solo and want to taste this traditional culinary. Although it is a popular culinary delicacy in Solo, in certain places there are still traders selling this Askempot Salad, such as in the Gede Market, Lawayan Market, and in the Manahan Field. As Kempol Peret is beverage because of its refreshing presentation, but there are also those who call it food because it is filling when enjoyed. The basic ingredients of this typical beverage are rice flour and glutinous rice flour. To make as Kempol Peret, we have to soak rice flour first. Then it is shaped into small balls like meatballs and then steamed. Therefore, some people call gempol as rice meatball because it is round, made of rice, and its white color. According to the story, gempol comes from the word jempol because it uses the fingers. Is also made from rice flour, which is made into dough and then formed into thin sheets resembling wonton. Afterwards, it is also steamed until cooked. Finally, for presentation, in a medium-sized bowl, the gempol peret is aided with coconut milk, which is made from thin coconut milk and sugar. You can add shaved ice or ice cubes that are broken into small pieces. As a variation, you can also add pieces of jackfruit or cream sticky rice tape. For one bowl of es kempol peret, you only need to pay 5,000 rupiah. It is quite affordable, isn't it?
For a listener, the government's free homecoming program reduces the accidents, since the Indonesian government's free mudik program helps reduce traffic accidents during the Eid by providing safe public transportation. Fewer people travel on motorcycles, and which are a major cause of road crashes, and this initiative ensures a safer and more comfortable journey for holiday travelers, and it also helps with the traffic of the mudik road during that hectic times in the Idul Fitri period.
Listener, welcome back with me, Steve, and the book and film review, where we'll review Indonesian books and films.
Mana keadaan?
Gua tahu 8 tahun lalu, lu selalu bilang ke gua, tapi itu masih.
Kita harus keluar, Mei.
Nempel kayak kulit sama tulang.
8 tahun udah kejadiannya. Ada yang baru. Itu namanya kemajuan. Progres istilah katanya. Lu sendiri kapan lu mau progres?
Rasa kamu apa?
Sekarang giliran gua lu mau aja.
Ayo pukul gua. Gak bisa hindarin, lu gak bisa balik lagi waktu untuk membenerin. Lihat gua untuk kejadian.
Lihat, jangan terjadi. Dan ini semua salah gua.
Tugas gua melindungi dia.
Listener, that was the trailer of 27 Steps of May, directed by Ravi Barwani. In this film, Ravi seems to want to invite the audience to comprehend the pain of a sexual violence victim, as well as their families. The film is about May, a 22-year-old girl who was raped when she was 14. 8 years after the rape, May was still unable to rise from her deep trauma. Every day, May and her father, who is called Bapa, did the same routine, at the same time, with the same nuance, empty and suffocating. May also never speaks. She stayed in silence and in company of depression. Bapa and May tried to pull through with similar ways. Bapa chose boxing to vent his pain by punching others and to enjoy pain upon him by others. Well, knife was May's friend that allowed her to induce pain through every single incision on her head. Until one day, a mysterious magician came and stayed next to May's rib. Through a small crack on the wall, May decided to rise and see the world, with the magician as her bridge. Seven Steps of May had received many awards from prestigious festivals. Best Film in Golden Hanuman Award, Best Asian Long Film in Jogja Netpack Asian Film Festival 2018, and Tempo Screenwriter of Choice for Raya Makarim as the screenwriter and Tempo Actress of Choice for Rai Hanun during Tempo Film Festival back in 2018. Although the film may be called boring in its beginning, it is what the director wanted to tell. The audiences are asked to try being inside May's shoes, amidst drama and difficulties to rise. Also, Bapa, who was haunted with guilt, sadness, anger, and fear, will stir up the audience's feelings. Symbols inside blow details, great cinematography, and perfect casting can present the story really well. Lacking of dialogue cannot stop the audience from enjoying the film and receiving its messages. The casting was also smart. play Hanun as May, Lukman Sardi as Papa, Verdi Sulaiman as Courier, and Barrio Bayu as the Magician. Rehanun deserved the Tempo Actress of Choice in Tempo Film Festival 2018 because, without words and only with gestures and gazes, the audience can feel the wound inside May's heart. In the end, 27 Steps of May is very clever. Also, the audience is expected to open their mawada and understand that the sexual violence survivor doesn't need your judgment, but instead, some of your moral support. Well, listener, that's the book and film review about the 27 Steps of May. See you in the next edition.
Sara.
hatimu. Jangan pernah kau ragu untuk membuka hatimu. Kau akan tahu cinta bersamamu. Cinta adalah udara, udara dalam hampa. Cinta adalah terang, terang dalam gulita. Jangan pernah kau ragu untuk membuka.
The news. The Ministry of Communication and Digital has committed to maintaining optimal public services throughout Ramadan and Idul Fitri 2025. Minister Mutia Hafid emphasized that strategic services, including radio frequency monitoring, oversight of mobile network quality, and the development of the National Data Center, will continue uninterrupted during the national holiday period. She highlighted that performing duties diligently is a form of worship and encouraged all ministry personnel to enhance their dedication to supporting Indonesia's digital transformation. The next news. Astra Infra is enhancing services for the 2025 Idul Fitri period by adding third lanes on sections of the Tangerang Merak and Cikopo Palimanan toll roads to facilitate smoother travel. This initiative is part of their commitment to improving infrastructure and ensuring a comfortable journey for travelers during the holiday season. And that was the news. Well, listeners, still here with me, Ray, in Indonesia today. And why don't you feel free, just like this song from Iwake, Bebas. And don't forget that you can send and watch our program through our online streaming in voinews.id, shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and also our application in RRE Digital. And now, here's Iwake with Bebas.
Kita sejenak untuk membebaskan pikiran dan biarkan biarkan terbang tinggi sampai melayang jauh menembus awan. Sementara tinggalkan semua aturan yang kadang terlalu mengikat dan tak beralasan. Man, memang benar niman, kita perlu cooling down dan melonggarkan pakaian. Anak kecil yang berlari bertanjang bebas, keluarkan suara-suara canda tawa dan senyum puas. Berteman siraman hujan di lapang yang luas, tak gentar gelegar petir yang mengaum luas. Yang penting semua tenang kawan sejak kehadiran. Bumi terkekeh riang, dadaku berdentang. Didi-didi-dom, degedegan daga digidu. Didi-dom. Pandang berpegangan tangan erat dan biarkan tubuh tersiram hujan yang lebat dan pekat di bawah naungan awanan gelap. Terkadang menyilaukan di kala kilat lewat. Apakah kita akan selalu bersama-sama kawan? Apakah kita akan selalu berjalan beriringan? Masih di dalam lebatnya hujan kita berjalan bersamamu. Kita akan sebarkan senyuman. Kecil yang berlari bertanjang bebas, keluarkan suara-suara canda tawa dan senyum puas. Berteman siraman hujan di lapang yang luas, tak gentar gelegar petir yang mengaum luas. Yang penting semua tenang kawan sejak kehadiran. Bumi terkekeh riang, dadaku berdentang. Didi-didi-dom, degedegan daga digidu. Didi-dom. Berpegangan tangan erat dan biarkan tubuh tersiram hujan yang lebat dan pekat di bawah naungan awanan gelap. Terkadang menyilaukan di kala kilat lewat. Apakah kita akan selalu bersama-sama kawan? Apakah kita akan selalu berjalan beriringan? Masih di dalam lebatnya hujan kita berjalan bersamamu. Kita akan sebarkan senyuman.
Yeah.
Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.